Okay, so the benefits of the biblical way are fruits of the Spirit. Go ahead and read Galatians 5, Brooke.
Okay. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And here, there is no conflict with Jewish laws.
Amen. I love that. What translation is that? Controls our lives.
This,
I like that.
The Living Version.
Okay, that's the Living Version. All right, very good. So, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Amen. Okay, so benefits of a biblical way, we have the fruits of the Spirit. I put, we have an unmatched confidence. I think everyone on this call can agree with me. When we're doing God's will, when we're walking in his ways, we have an unmatched confidence that we know that we know that we know we're in, right where God wants us. We get authority from Jesus. Whatever we do in Jesus' name, he gives us the authority to do it. I whenever I do preach or speak, which isn't often, but I have Jesus' authority. And that's an awesome thing to it's not a small detail. It's very important. And I know Pastor Jeff is speaks on the authority of Jesus when he does his videos and preaches when he preaches. We have freedom. We have free agency. We are not limited to what a denomination might dictate that we preach. We have freedom to go and to do what God has called us to do. Amos. Remember Amos? He was the farmer. And he took care of the sycamore fig trees, I think, and he had sheep. And God had him go north to the northern kingdom, because he lived south of Jerusalem. But he went north to the northern kingdom to preach, to prophesy to a very wicked people. And he was chastised for being a professional prophet. But we know he was. That's what he said. Hey, look, I'm a farmer. I'm just doing what God led me to do. But he had the freedom to go speak. So he went under the authority of God. He had an unmatched confidence. Can you believe? Can you imagine that? A farmer going to prophesy. And it's not much different than the man of God in 1 Kings chapter 13, the man of God that goes and preaches to Jeroboam, the first king of northern kingdom, and he prophesied the northern kingdom. These men and women of God, you know, Deborah's up there as one of the women, do amazing things, the authority of God, because God uses them in that way. And I don't, it's no different today. God works the same way. He calls us. He gets us on board, and we're going to get into that process of how he prepares us. And we do things, and we're given the freedom to do them. Nick Vujicic, you know Nick Vujicic, the man with no arms, no limbs at all? He goes to places, preachers would never allow. I'm sorry. He goes to places that these dictators would never allow a preacher because he's got no limbs.
Wow.
So God opens doors for Nick Vujicic that he wouldn't open for any that aren't open for other people, is my point. So he gives us the freedom to do what he calls us to do. You know, as a matter of fact, talking about looking for work, and I'm convinced now after my drought, I'm convinced now that I'm not up for sales, and I was called to, you know, someone sent me an email because they got my resume on monster.com to go apply for a car sales position. And I didn't have any other way of making money. I wasn't making any money, so I thought, what the heck, I'll go. Because, you know, if it, you know, you get a request like that, it says, well, okay, I'll, you know, I had no idea what God had in mind. And I went there, and they had a little interview that led me to a second interview. I ended up with an interview with a sales agent. And, no, he was a finance director. I had this conversation with John. He knows what I'm talking about. And you know, I'd never, ever talked to this guy, you know, throughout the day. You know, he's someone that I'd never, you know, our paths would never cross unless God had me there for a purpose. And so he said, well, you have no sales experience, Larry. You don't have any automotive experience. Why are you here? And I said, I don't know. You guys sent me the email. I mean, I don't know why I'm here. And so, and he said to me, what would you really want to do with your life? He said, what do you really want to do? I said, well, I want to talk to people about the Bible. And, because, I know, it's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, but that's really what's on my heart. That's really, you know, if I was given the choice to do anything, I'd want to talk to people about the Bible. So, and then he told me about how he was involved with Fellowship of the Woodlands, and how he had small group studies, and then he went on to talk about how he's only been going to church 4 or 5 times out of the year. And I was intrigued by what he said. So we had our little interview, and he basically told me everything I didn't want to hear about the position. It was too many hours, it was this. And he basically talked me out of wanting anything to do with that job. And at the end, he asked me if I had any questions. And I had all these questions about the job, you know, because I really didn't know why I was there. And then I had one more question. I said, I have one more question for you. And I just, it's a personal one. Do you mind? And he says, no, not at all. I said, why did you do the small group thing and you had that going? Why do you only go to church 4 or 5 times out of the year? And he says, well, I got, you know, my relationship with my mother. I got to do this. I got to do this. And I say, hey, that sounds like great reasons, because you're honoring your mother. And you're focusing on your family. I think that's awesome. I said, but you know what really matters? What really matters is that you love God, that you read His Word, and that you spend time with other people that love God. So I was able to witness to him, because I knew he was detached from any kind of church family. And I think that was a spiritual idea I got from him. So I was able to witness to him, and I told him what was really mattered, that he loves God, that he reads the Word, and that he has fellowship with others. And it was really weird, because he no longer gave me eye contact. He just kind of went in a weird way after that. He was like, you know, kind of, you know, I think he really wanted to get me out of there. But I feel strongly now that the only reason God had me go to that interview was to meet that guy and to witness to him.
Yeah.
So, like you said, Pastor Jeff, that's, you know, I don't know why I did the door-to-door sales, but, you know, I did meet some people. I did invoke the name of Jesus. So, you know, God has his reasons for everything.
I honestly believe everything that a true born-again God-seeking person, everything that we go through, God has his hand in it. And if we are dying to ourselves and dying to our own purpose and our own will, and we just want to be used by God, we want to be that vessel, that instrument, then those things that you go through, God sets it up. As I said, that chess player, that an awesome chess player, sets things up. So, okay, I'm going to use my son Larry, because I want him to talk to this guy, my other son, who's been waving, a little lukewarm, and his name is John, and I'm going to have my son Larry talk to John in his interview. Larry thinks is, you know, I mean, just his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We never know, man. But I'm telling you, I believe the Holy Spirit has told me that it's all divine intervention.
Amen. We are on the same page. Absolutely. Okay, so at the end of the day, it's not about a natural or intellectual education to prepare. Not at all about a natural, a mainstream kind of education. And I want Mom to read from Acts 4, please.
Verse 13, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus.
Amen. So there's two really, really important traits to these two ordinary men. And they were known as ordinary. They didn't have any special training. They're as ordinary as Amos was. I mean, they were fishermen. Not only did they have a passion, and God gave them all the words to say that day, but they also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. This is real key. This is real key when you learn about, you know, people that are speaking today. Because I've heard men that have various degrees in divinity and talk about everything in the Bible, but I didn't think they had the Spirit of Jesus.
Yep.
They came across cold to me. And then I've heard other scholars that have got a lot of training and degrees. One of them I'll point out is Norm Geisler. He's just a, you know, guy that's got, you know, a lot of credentials. But when I hear him speak, I hear a warmth of Jesus through his message. There is it's a vibe I get, that this man loves Jesus. So that's very true today. So you got, that's why we need to be really discerning of where we, who we listen to and who we follow as far as earthly teachers. There's a lot of good teachers out there. You just need to be careful who they are.